On Capitol Hill this past week, Congress came to life after weeks of post-impeachment dormancy. Topic number one was Kosovo, no surprise there, but the formal lack of support for the president's policy there was. NPR's Brian Naylor joins us from Capitol Hill. Brian?
Hey, Don.
This past Wednesday, for the first time since the bombs actually began falling, there was debate on all of this in the House. Details, please.
Well, it was a day of debate brought on by a member from California, Tom Campbell's desire to see a vote on the War Powers Resolution. And under the congressional rules, the House had to act on that. The House has previously tried to avoid taking any strong positions on Kosovo because leaders don't like to see their members faced with such stark yes or no votes. Yes, we should bring the troops back. No, we shouldn't declare war. That sort of thing they try to avoid. But what happened, they had to vote on these issues, and they had a couple of other resolutions as well. One they approved that says the president must get authorization from Congress before he decides to, or if he decides to try to put ground troops into Yugoslavia. And the big surprise was a resolution the Democrats offered, which they thought was kind of a throwaway resolution, saying that we support the bombing campaign that's going on right now. That vote was 213 to 213. It tied, and it means the resolution failed, and it sent the signals taking the president and Democrats by surprise that there is a lot of division, at least in the House, but I think you can say throughout Congress, over the right path to proceed in Kosovo.
What does it all mean, really, the lack of support, even on something like a non-binding resolution?
It's hard to judge exactly, but I think one thing you can certainly say that there is a very serious mistrust of the president on the part of Republicans. They just don't believe him. They don't think his foreign policy has been pursued very well. They don't think he has prepared the American public for this bombing campaign. They don't think that he has laid the groundwork for public support, nor has he laid the groundwork for the military action. They criticize the lack of diplomacy leading up to the bombing campaign. The other aspect of that I think is important is the Republicans, I believe, really want to keep their distance from this conflict. It's something that's gotten them some criticism, but you hear members talking about, you hear Republican members talking about Clinton's war, and Tom DeLay, the majority whip, a very controversial figure, was on the floor last Wednesday saying, you know, you should vote against this resolution unless you want to take ownership of this war. And clearly the message from the Republican leaders is keep away. We think that this will be in our work to our benefit in the next congressional election.
Of course, the whole world is watching all of this. What sort of signal does it send to someone like Slobodan Milosevic?
People are kind of scratching their heads because the very next day after Congress refused to support the bombing of Yugoslavia, the House Appropriations Committee went and doubled the amount of money that President Clinton requested for spending on that air war. The president requested $6 billion or so to get through the end of the fiscal year to pay for the bombs and the fuel and all that being used in over Yugoslavia. And the House went on and said, hey, we're going to give you $12.9 billion because we think that not only is the money being spent in Kosovo needed, but frankly, the administration, they think, has downgraded the military and not spent enough over the past several years. So, you know, you had this kind of dichotomy. The Democrats were yelling, well, this is hypocrisy. But in a clip that you just heard Representative Young saying, Representative C.W. Young, who is the Florida Republican, the chairman of the Appropriations Committee, saying, look, this is the message we're sending, that we support the troops in the field and we're going to provide the money to continue that support. There should be no doubt on the part of Milosevic or anyone else.
Brian, with Kosovo taking up so much time, I'm wondering about what's not being acted on the Hill these days. What is Kosovo kicking to the back burner?
Well, Don, you know, it's interesting because there were high hopes this year that they would get to a lot of things, healthcare reform, Social Security reform, perhaps, Medicare reform, perhaps. Neither of those two things look like they're going anywhere this year. The The Republicans desperately want to include some tax cuts this year, but there's concern that if the amount of money spent on Kosovo is so much, it might start taking away from the possibility of tax cuts. But, you know, the oxygen has kind of been sucked out of the room by Kosovo. The press isn't paying attention to much anything else. And in one sense, you know, that's okay with congressional leaders, I think, because the Democrats certainly want to campaign on this as a do-nothing Congress. But the Republicans aren't too crazy about going into the election, stirring up a lot of trouble and a lot of controversy. They've got a very narrow majority. They want to keep that majority, and I think that they may believe the best strategy is to get by with creating as little a stir as possible this year. So I think both sides might be happy with not doing very much.
All right. NPR's Brian Naylor. Thanks much.
Thanks, Don.